The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
53102 is our text number if you want a famous shout out, or you can send live at todayfm.com. You can send an email there and Niall Fitzmaurice will pick that up. Now, some months ago we featured Bakers and Cakers as they were finalists in the AIB Startup Academy. Unfortunately, they didn't win the top prize at that event, but they have gone on to good things, and this week they have launched their official website. Mary Toner is the baker and caker behind Baker and Cakers, and she joins me for a follow-up chat, as we like to do, about her business. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, good morning. You're very good for having me back in.
Oh, no, we always like to know what happens next, because that's what happens in business. You don't just set up and then all plain sales or sales plainly.
No, unfortunately not, but you got to keep going. So,
but you have been extraordinarily busy because...
Oh, yeah. We launched our full site last week and it has just actually skyrocketed for us. We've had 105 suppliers sign up in a week.
You better
to be
tell
listed.
The world what Bakers and Cakers
so
does.
So Bakers and Cakers is, in a nutshell, it's an aggregate site. I know that's a bit of a... People are like, what's an aggregate site? It is a marketplace that helps customers find bakers. So if you're looking for a wedding cake, a christening cake, a birthday cake, you can come on to bakersandcakers.com. You can search by date, location, area, and we match you back up with the person who's available, makes what you're looking for and does what and is where you are. Or you can come on and search. We have 3 Pinterest style boards. So this is kind of how people are searching now. They're not 100% sure what they're looking for and they want a bit of inspiration. So we have the wedding boutique, the kiddies corner and the nutty novelty cakes, and people can come on and search the like unbelievable cakes. Like
they're actually unbelievable because I have looked on your website and it is extraordinary. Anybody who, if you're sitting listening to the radio at the moment and you have your phone beside you, do go on to bakersandcakers.com. bakersandcakers.com and have a look at some of the cakes there, because, well, we had a chat beforehand and you showed me a cake which is a Mad Hatter tea party cake, which is fantastic. And in my naivety, I did ask how much it would cost.
I think you made a stab at a guess of how much it might
cost
there.
And I was out by 90%. As
oh,
in,
easy.
I thought it might cost 70 or 80 euro.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Nowhere near it. Unfortunately, for something like that, you are paying for somebody's artistry.
And it is absolutely fabulous.
Yes, the stuff is amazing.
And it would cost me how much?
Well, the average wedding cake is in around 575 euro. Like, they can go either way. It's how long is a piece of string, but you're talking around that cake, I'd say, could easily have cost 800 or 900 euro.
That's stunning.
Oh, I mean, they're centerpieces, and that's what people are getting, you know, and, you know, it's something for that special day. So it's either your kid's birthday, their christening, the wedding day. I mean, it really is the centerpiece. Now, not everybody wants a cake, but I'm going to say about 90% of the people go for cake. And I mean, the stuff that people are producing out there, and in Ireland, people aren't really 100% aware of the talent that's out there. I mean, it is off the scale is what people can produce. So we have really the best in the country. I know I'm blowing my own trumpet a little bit here, but I really think we have the best suppliers on the country online, and you can go and look at their profiles, see what they're doing, when they're available, how much they are. You can contact them directly. We're still taking sign-ups, so if anybody wants to be on it.
And you are a business.
We
so
are
how
a business,
do
yes.
you make your business out of this?
So at the moment we're in beta, so we're not charging yet. So we are kind of figuring out how it all works best.
So you're not making any money?
Not at the moment.
So it's not a business.
Down the line we have three cost structures for our bakers. So it's either a pay-as-you-go, where we take about a 10% cut on any transactions that they get through the site. So we don't make money until they make money, because it is a hard industry to kind of get established and make money. Then when they feel like, okay, I've actually got a wedding cake in here this month and it cost me, I got a 500 euro wedding cake, I'm giving you 50 quid. I could give you less. You can go up to the next round, which is 20 euro a month, and we take a 2% cut. So that's actually cheaper for the baker. We're still getting a percentage. And then for the professionals who already have their customers who are coming to them but want to use the site, because we have analytics and accountancy and all that built in the back end for the suppliers, they can pay us 40 euro a month and there is no subscription. So it's kind of to suit all pockets and what level you are.
So you are going for the famous subscription model.
Yes.
And investors love subscription models when they are successful.
Yes, well, it's, you know, it's bankable income. I can, you know, I can go, right, we have X men coming in this month and we can spend it on advertising, or the site needs, you know, a little bit more development on that end. And that's easier to be able to work around than going, well, let's see how many cakes we get in here. But yeah, and it suits all the pockets.
One of the things we like about you and about similar businesses is that you have already got off the island. You have already started to make inroads into the UK.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I was actually a little bit blown away by it. I kind of thought, look, we'll start small and, you know, if I get 10 or 20 people on, it'll be brilliant. We'll figure out the bugs and look, we'll go from there. But in the first week, we got 105 people who wanted to be on, which I was blown away by. I've had emails from people in London being like, oh, I'm looking at setting up my profile and I, you know, I can't do it because it says only, you know, the Republic of Ireland. I wasn't expecting it to go so quick. So London would be my next stop, really. Like, the market over there, the cake market in England is worth 3.6 billion. A year.
Whoa.
People don't really think, it's kind of thought of such a small cottage industry, but it's actually huge.
Well, if you're basing it on my pricing.
Yeah, yeah. If you're paying €70 for your cake there now, we mightn't be making the billions. But
correct. And yeah. What size is the market here?
It's around 34 million a year.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, a lot of that is going to be your standard cock-a-millish bought in the shop type of thing, is it?
No, a lot of that would be based on the bespoke industry. So your weddings, okay, your occasional cakes, which would be like your christening, your communion, your confirmation.
And where did you come up with those numbers?
So those would be based on the wedding numbers, the wedding stats every year,
okay,
the number of christenings, birth rates. And then I've done surveys in the industry where you're taking average costs of cakes and how many they're doing on a weekly average. So there was a lot of math involved, which is always fun when you're used to looking at pretty cakes, but we got around it.
And are you in competition with anybody else? Is there anybody else doing anything like that that you
There's a company in America that have started, but they're to be honest, they're not the same. They are more aimed towards the established bakeries that have a physical location, which we also cater for, but they have seemed to just cater to that. I suppose because I came from the industry myself and I did this, I understood the pain points for the suppliers. So I knew, like, it was really annoying if I was getting 10 emails for a day, I was booked up and I couldn't let anybody know in advance. So on my suppliers' profiles, they have calendars. They can mark out the days that they're already booked up, but it means they're not spending an hour in the evening getting back to emails saying, people, look, I'm sorry, I'm not available.
Yeah.
You know, they can put up how much it is for their delivery. So when a customer comes on, they're seeing everything straight away. So they know, right, this is the person for me or it's not. They're not available when I need them. Grand, I'll go to the next person. And also for the supplier, it means, you know, they're using their time to do what they do best, to make cakes and not to be wasting time on the administration. As I said, in the back end, we have accountancy packages for them so they can pay online, they can keep all their invoices together, they can issue professional invoices. We have a resource center for them so the people who sell to them can sell to them through the site. So yeah, it was kind of just to know the pain points of both sides, the customers and the suppliers, and try and fix them.
And you are sitting in the middle. Now, let us say, because it could happen, probably won't happen, but some caker or baker could actually let somebody down. If you're having your wedding day and somebody says, of course I'll bake your cake, and then doesn't, what happens?
Well, we haven't come across that yet, but that is definitely a possibility. But it is such a fabulous community out there of the suppliers. I've heard a lot of people saying, God, I have three cakes on today. You know, I'm absolutely up to my eyes. And then you see somebody else going, I'm actually free this morning. And you hear they went over and they did the ruffles on the bottom of the cake for them. You know, everybody realises it is a hard industry and everybody's really happy to help out. So I've heard of, you know, where somebody's been driving down to deliver a cake and there was a car crash and, you know, the cake was in the back of the car and you're like, you can't ring a bride and say, so you're not getting your cake this morning. So, you know, a lot of people kind of chip in and help out. It's about bringing a community together as well. So yeah, when you have a big community, they help each other out.
And finally, it is also very heavily skewed towards women, which surprised me, because when I look at the Great British Bake Off and all those kind of things, there are always loads of men on that.
There are men who do it, definitely, and they're fantastic. I mean, we have fantastic male suppliers out there. But as you go through it, it's about 90% women, and it tends to be 90% women who buy the cakes, which is, it's just a fascinating stat to have out there, that this industry was working as a cottage industry. It's run by women, fantastically talented women, for women.
And they are works of art, as you say.
Oh, they really are. Not only that, they taste phenomenal. Like, I mean,
and if you go onto our Twitter feed, you will see a gorgeous cake that Mary brought in to us with my face on it.
From the lovely Pearl Bakes, one
Pearl
of my suppliers
in
as well.
Rathfarnham, is it?
She is in Dublin 16. Yeah, so Rathfarnham, yeah, she's out in Rathfarnham. Or we're on Instagram.
So thank you very much to Pearl Bakes as well for putting me onto a cake. There's somebody here, a new message being received, can't find that cake site. How do you spell it? It is very simple. It is
bakersandcakers.com. So we're also on Instagram, and it's bakers_and_ cakers, joys of Instagram,
I
Twitter, Facebook.
Any underscores drive me nuts. But that
is sorry
for
about
another
that.
Day. But if anybody wants to get fantastic cakes, you will find them all on Bakers and Cakers. And Mary Toner is the brains behind Bakers and Cakers. Thank you very much, Mary, for joining us, rejoining us on Team SBS. We are going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking about being entrepreneurial down in County Cork.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.